Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos. And this is the Christina Lu Show, and it has been. And I just want to touch on one thing and then actually turn it over to Christina. Otto, this last segment was talking about the work he's been doing with his own personal ancestry line. And it was phenomenal to listen to. And there's two things I want to say. And one takes us to Christina. One, Otto is computer literate, which is important to a degree. I don't know how much, Otto, and you can answer that. But he's also a person who takes on projects and wants to keep busy, which is something that a senior, and not a senior, I don't care who you are. You could be a 15-year-old. Mm-hmm. If you don't have an interest, you don't want to pursue something and give it its all, you're wasting your time, whether you're 10, 20, 40, 50, I don't care how old you are. Otto's the person, you know, he'll put work into something, maybe put it aside. This is my interpretation of Otto. Not that he's forgetting about it, but he's doing something else, playing bowling, going golf, whatever. And then he'll pick it up and continue it. And the second piece of this is within North Hempstead, we have, and I don't remember their names, and Christina's going to have to jump in here, these various programs where we're teaching people how to use a computer.
Mm-hmm. Because this, you can't do technology for the terrified.
That's it. So, and there's programs like that, that, you know, there's not everybody out here. Otto is, and I'm sure if we could get a close up of him, he'd be blushing, but Otto is the exemplary senior. Okay. Amazing. He is everybody's grandfather. He's everybody's father. He's everybody's best friend. There's not a better person in my life than Otto.
I mean, I'm going to have to agree. I'm with you, John.
If it wasn't for COVID, I think I'd drive over there after the show and sit on his lap, even though I'd probably crush him.
Well, John, I miss our hugs in the studio.
I know. You guys are definitely good.
You know
hugs.
What? That just made me think of something. I don't know how you can do this, but you do not have to really be a complete computer geek, if you will, to handle ancestry. All right. Mm-hmm. Maybe it would be good if we could find somebody who's a genealogist.
Yeah. Let's I'm going to write that down. That's a great.
And run a session.
Yeah.
On ancestry.com and looking for your family information. I think it would be worthwhile. You know, there's a lot of people that probably have holes in their family, just like I do, or maybe you want to learn more. I love to watch the show on television, Finding Your Roots. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if you've ever watched it.
I never heard of it.
Well, this guy Gates, Henry Gates, I think it is. Mm-hmm. He does it for celebrities for the most part.
Yeah.
And goes back and tries to find things that they don't know about. Now they have a lot of people working on it, and they have a lot of tools. I didn't have that. I had me until I pinned the name down. And then I got other people I could get involved. But I find it fascinating because it's really like history, if you think about it.
Of course, it's your family.
On a very personalized level. Right. You know, you talk about Christmas in World War II. That's history, bringing it down to its level of us, like right. People, you know?
Absolutely. No, it is so special, you know, because like I said, doing a project like this and then being able to now share that with your family, you know, and your grandchildren, your kids, you know, and just show, I mean, it's such an amazing gift, you know, and this is, you know, like we're going to give Otto such a big head, you know, after this show.
But, if I didn't get one.
But, you know, what I always think, you know, in addition, what Otto always does is, you know, convert pictures to digital files, you know, whether they were slides or, you know, whatever it might have been, you know, with these historical things, because I think that's always something. I mean, I think we've all been there when you wish you knew who everyone in the picture was. You know, you'll get these, you'll see these old family photos and you're like, oh, like if I only asked and found out, you know, who this was. And, you know, that's something I really did with my grandfather, you know, towards the end of his life. We would sit there and, you know, I've mentioned before that he was a photographer and had all these, you know, amazing photographs. And, you know, that was such an important piece. And I was thinking, you know, and that was an activity for us because my grandpa towards the end, he couldn't, he wasn't mobile, you know, so he was just kind of confined to, you know, this one area in the house. And, you know, but it gave him, and I think that's, you know, what John even had said, you know, you, everyone needs whatever your thing is. It's some kind of purpose, right? And some kind of hobby and interest, because it kind of fuels your day, you know, because I was thinking, I mean, here's a guy who was home by himself, you know, for the most part, besides our visits, you know, so this was something that while he was home alone, he could sit there and think of. And I would say, all right, now you go through this box of slides, mark which ones, you know, you want me to go. And then we would sit together, you know, and it'd be a whole interactive process, you know, and it was a project that you would see through, you know, because then I would have them all digitized and then put like a little presentation, you know, together for him. And it made him so happy, you know, these little things. And frankly, it made him happy, but it made me happy because now I have all these electronic, you know, files of photographs that, you know, were important to him that were like his favorite. I mean, we could have went on forever because he has, you know, I have boxes and boxes, you know, eventually that I would like to do.
Now, I don't want you to get a big head, all right, but you are unique. For somebody in your age bracket who has, when I was in your age bracket, I can't tell you that I sat down with my father and mother and went through a lot of pictures. I didn't. I wish I did. All right. But I did. I did eventually before they were gone. But a lot of people, this was a message for younger people as well, not older people only. The younger people have to reach out if they can, like you did, to try to get the older people love to talk about most of the time about what took place in their life.
Yes.
Whether you like to hear it or not, you know, what if younger people reach out to the older people, this is kind of works for both sides. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a great way to share a common bond, if you will, with the generation gap. And you're unique in that at your age, you were interested in doing that. Not a lot of people in your age bracket are. They don't see it yet. They don't realize that they are going to be there someday. You know, there's no magic formula here that says Christine is not going to be 84 years old someday.
Well, listen, who knows, guys? I might find the magic pill. We'll see.
Well, you know, Otto, talking about Christina, and you're right, not to make her head swell. There's all different people that make up the world, and I'm not going to give out Christina's age, but 63. At that age, but at her age, her young age, many people are more, and Christina does it all. She still goes out. She parties. Jay has that monster machine now that you go over the town with. No, but it's not like she's sitting at home doing these things. She's a party planner. She's a concerned person. She is that ray of sunshine that comes into somebody's life. And her grandfather, I guarantee you, he was delighted every time she came over because many grandkids don't. My wife, I have three adult children, 38, 36, 33. But my wife has to remind them, did you call your grandmother?
No.
No, make sure you keep up. Just, it's a nice thing. Just like she'll always make sure they get a birthday present. She'll call them for their birthdays and the grandkids' birthdays. Reciprocate. Call your grandmother. Just say, hello, how are you, grandma? She's by herself. She's 91 years old. She lives alone. You don't know what those phone calls mean to those people.
Of course, 100%.
That's where Christina's a natural doing this stuff. That's the truth.
Oh, please.
You bring up
that's going to get me emotional. You know,
no, you bring up great point, John, because I see it in with myself. I'm very fortunate in that my kids do stay in touch. I really am. But there's occasions when there's a little bit of a gap. But you have to realize that A, they're wrapped up in their own world. Like they all have, in my case, they all have kids. They all have jobs. They have demanding jobs. They have schedules. They, on the weekend, they finally glad they're home so that they can catch up with the laundry or go shopping or clean or do whatever. So their time is a lot less than somebody who's home alone with nothing going on. But what I'm saying is try in between. So you don't get a dish cleaned fast enough. Try to make time to stay in touch with the older part of your family because they love it, in my opinion. You know,
no, it's so, you know, and like I said, I totally get it. You know, where we live in a society right now that everything is go, 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 right? Everyone's got 10,000 things they're doing, you know, whether it's work or, you know, their own, you know, maintaining your own house. I mean, all these things separately are, you know, like a full-time job. And then you have kids, and then your kids are involved in 10,000 activities, you know, so it literally consumes your entire day. And I totally get it. You know,
well, I'm sorry, but here's one other thought,
yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
A lot of older people, and I know many of them, say, well, I say, well, you know, why don't you get and do a text or an email or whatever? Mm-hmm. No, I like the phone. I want them to phone me. I say, well, when's the last time they called? You know, learn how to handle a text message.
No, you know what?
That's the way it is now, whether you like it or not.
No, and that's such a great point that you have, because it's both sides. You know, we're sitting here saying, you know, you really need to reach out to, you know, your grandparents or your uncle, your older uncle or aunt, whatever it might be. You know, but I think, Otto, that's such a good point too, because I think it's equally, you know, if you want to stay connected, I mean, look at what this pandemic did to people for the better, is that they kind of were like, you know, you had to, there was no other way, you know, or option to connect to your loved ones. So you had to do this. And Otto's right. You know, like, listen, we could complain all day, but the fact of the matter is, I mean, I laugh, you know, and obviously as the generations get younger and younger, that's the mode of communication, right? It's text. It's so rare. I mean, my brother doesn't have his voicemail on his cell phone set up because he's like, who leaves voicemails? You know, and my brother's only, you know, 9 years younger than me. We're not talking like some crazy, you know, thing. And it made me laugh because he's like, he looked at me like who the hell leaves a voicemail? Like it was such like a foreign concept, you know, and that's only going to keep increasing. So, you know, you're right. Unfortunately, we could all say, oh, you know, I don't want to do it, but to connect and to stay, you know, and especially now that you could have these video kind of things and it's relatively easy, you know, on these smart devices to do, I think it is something important that the senior also needs to kind of get in. And there are programs like Project Independence has these technology for the terrified courses. You know, we had, you know, not too long ago, the Oates Center, you know, the seniors in technology, they have a hotline, you know, which I actually got to get that number handy because they told me, I met with him again and he said, please give out that number. And that's a hotline that any of our seniors can call and, you know, give, you know, ask a question, you know, and there's different, all different programs. So it's certainly something to do. So call 311 at the end of the day.
It's the truth. We're actually ending. We're at the end of the show. And I just want to make one comment. Marcus was tremendous this morning, the earlier part of the show. And I think this has turned out to be one of the best Christina Lu shows. Just the sharing, the idea of Thanksgiving, the tent, Otto with the answer. I think it was one.
Because you guys made me cry. So, you know, that really.
I like that too. I always like that. No, you're only kidding.
There's a hug.
You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, everybody. Stay safe and stay strong. We'll be here next week.